It began with a page. How Gio Fujikawa Drew the Way by Keo McClear. It began with a page, bright and beckoning. It began with a mother writing a poem, and a father working a field, and a little girl named Gio drawing a picture. It was 1913, and Gio was 5 years old. That morning, her mama said, "Ohio, sleepyhead, it's going to be a busy day." And it was. Right until nightfall. Mama's friends had come, and they were full of talk. "We sailed to America with our best kimono to see what we could be. Such disappointment. We need the vote. We need rights." Gio held her rice bowl and listened with curious ears. Did Gio know what she wanted to be? Not yet. What she did know was that she liked to draw. She loved the feel of the pencil in her hand, the dance and glide of a line, how a new color could change everything, a bright splash of yellow, a sleepy stroke of blue. Every day she started with an empty white page and filled it with pictures. At home, surrounded by drawing tools and books, anything was possible. But at school, Gio didn't feel that way. At school, no one said, "That girl sure can draw." No one noticed her colored pencils or box of paints. No one even noticed when she moved away. Gio's new home was a fishing village near San Pedro, California, a haven for Japanese Americans, a new life. Roaming with her friends, Gio felt weightless and free. A ferry ride away, at her high school, Gio sometimes still felt invisible among her mostly white classmates. But her drawings caught the attention of two teachers. Who was this girl whose eyes missed nothing, who could sketch rivers and boats and birds like a dream? Miss Cole and Miss Blum saw the energy in each line of her drawings. Gio was too poor to go to art school, but Miss Cole found money to pay her way. Gio was nervous to leave her home for the buzz and bustle of downtown Los Angeles. Not many girls, and even fewer Asian American girls, went to college in 1926. But Gio was determined. She sketched statues, flowers, and faces. Her sketchbooks filled up, one after another. Hungry to know more, Gio set off for Japan, the land of her ancestors, to study traditional Japanese brush painting. But the teachers were full of rules. Instead, she traveled around the country doing her own learning. Woodblocks, carving tools, inks made of soot. She lost herself in the prints of Hiroshige, Utamaro, and Hokusai. And floated in a beautiful sea of kimono. Travel fed her dreams, but back in America it was time to earn money. For the next few years, Gio worked long days, painting murals and drawing for magazines. In 1941, she was offered a temporary job designing books at Walt Disney's studio in New York, a city filled with art and artists. It was hard for Gio to leave her family, especially her mother. Little did she know, things were about to get harder still. In early 1942, terrible things were happening. Bombs and gunfire rocked the world. America was at war with Japan. Gio was shocked to discover that anyone who looked Japanese or had a Japanese name was now suspected of being the enemy. Japanese Americans living on the West Coast were ordered to leave their homes, their schools, their pets, their everything. Gio, along with others on the East Coast, was told to stay where she was. On the West Coast, families preparing to leave tried to sell their larger belongings, like cars and furniture, to junk dealers. But they were offered only pennies. "I won't sell," said Gio's mother, "you." Instead, she set everything ablaze. Gio's family was sent to a prison camp far, far away from their home. Gio's heart was broken. For the next 3 years, the world shrank, became tiny and terrible. Now, when she gazed at a white page, no pictures would come. Gio mailed her family letters and sent gifts for her nephew, born in the camp. But her heart would not mend. Eventually, Gio began to draw again. She drew to keep her worries still and to save money her family would need. When angry strangers saw her as the enemy, drawing comforted her. When the world felt gray, color lifted her. She wondered, could art comfort and lift others too? When the war ended, the Fujikawas were released. With no house or savings to call their own, they had to start again. For Gio, the next 15 years passed swiftly. There were stamps to create, store windows to decorate, a children's book of poetry to illustrate. There were two poodles who needed loving. Now, when Gio walked around the city collecting ideas for her pictures, she began to notice little changes around her. Still, there was so much that hadn't changed. At the library and bookshop, it was the same old stories. Mothers in aprons and fathers with pipes and a world of only white children. Gio knew a book could hold more and do more. A book, she told her poodles, can be anything that anyone imagines it to be. Gio knew what she wanted to do. Every day she started with an empty page and filled it with pictures and words. When her book was done, she gave it to a publisher. And what did they see? Babies. Chubby-cheeked, squat-legged, bouncy-bottomed babies. Naughty nice, oh-so-busy, toddle-crawling babies. But the publisher said no. No to mixing white babies and black babies. It was not done in early 1960s America, a country with laws that separated people by skin color. But Gio would not budge. She closed her eyes and remembered all the times she had felt unseen and unwelcome. She looked the publisher in the eye and said, "It shouldn't be that way. Not out there in the streets. Not here on this page. We need to break the rules." Then she waited for them to rethink their decision. The babies waited too. And waited. But babies cannot wait. Finally, the publisher said yes, and the book did well. Very well. Babies loved it. So Gio kept going. Welcoming kids in from the edges, from the corners, from the shadows, Gio let each child find a place. Girls and boys freed from pink or blue, sharing jokes, joys, mishaps, bruises. All sprawling out across the bright page, ready for a bigger, better world. The end. If you'd like to learn more about Gio Fujikawa, you can check out the book, It Began With a Page, How Gio Fujikawa Drew the Way, at the Bartholomew County Public Library. You can also check out some of her books.